I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. Coming up next, we meet the author of The Steamer Admiral and Streckfuss Streamers, a book by a St. Louis woman who worked on the Admiral for 18 years and knew the Streckfuss family. An open community space in St. Louis's South City is about to commemorate its first year in operation. The venue is a haven for an eclectic mix of artists, musicians, poets, and others. It's appropriately named Blank Space. Fans of it say its open to all personality is helping break down racial and cultural divisions in the city. St. Louis Public Radio's Aaron Williams profiles the unique venue as it faces new challenges and opportunities.
At the south end of Cherokee Street, tucked into the woven pattern of a record store, bakery, and the occasional Mexican restaurant, sits a venue with a large open window and a stenciled piece of wood that reads, Blank Space, 2847 Cherokee. Peer through the large windows and you'll see just that, a few chairs scattered around, a large wall of books, and an area full of vinyl records. The unassuming basement below is just as sparse, but that's intentional. It's open for a purpose. Book signings, art shows, album release parties, talking and listening to music. But the purpose is up to the community. It's not a space that's trying to do it all. It just is, says owner Kaveh Razani. With Blank Space, he's trying to bridge the gap between business and community activism. The eclectic neighborhood, long known for its multicultural feel, gives him a leg up.
You know, and we're seeing a lot of money come in, and a lot of development come in, and it's not by any means, you know, upper class capital. In a lot of ways, it is a lot of like grassroots artists. There's a lot of folks that, you know, kind of have good ideas and see quote unquote opportunity here. And so again, I just don't think that it's necessarily fair for that type of development to happen without those same opportunities being presented to the folks that have been here and whose neighborhood this was before it was our neighborhood.
In the past year, artists and activists in and around St. Louis have flocked to the spot to house their event. It's not atypical to have a movie screening one night, a community group gathering the next, and then an instrumental set the night after that. Razani is a partner in an event production group he co-created called Lane 4, but the biggest success of the venue can be attributed to the community. Word of mouth and social media have helped to spread the word. Bands have even written on the group's Facebook page asking for an opportunity to have a show there. On a snowy Thursday night, four DJs set up shop in the basement of Blank Space to host their first beat-based and instrumental music showcase called Louder Than Words. For roughly 2 hours, the quartet of gentlemen would trade off mixing and interacting with the audience while they kept them moving and grooving. Daniel Sanders, better known as Abnormal, is one of the beat makers involved in the showcase. He's known Kaveh for years and has performed several times at Blank Space. He admires the genuine feel of the venue that wavers between openness and exclusivity.
I feel that a place like this definitely has a place in St. Louis. I feel like it's unique enough to actually have some staying power in this city where you see a lot of things fail in a short span of time. I feel it's just all around the vibe. Like, I'm a big person off of energy, and like, I feel that whenever I'm here, it's just an energy you get that you don't really get from a lot of venues in St. Louis. Like, I've been to like the Gramophone, I've been to Firebird, and I've been to like even smaller spots, and it's just, none of them really have that vibe. I don't know how to really describe it. It's just something about this place that just exudes that warm, comforting, got great people around me, great music vibe that I don't really get anyplace else, honestly, in this city.
Michael Franco is a guitarist and producer in the jazz and hip-hop instrumental duo Franco Hill.
Blank Space is just like, it's like home. It's everything. Everybody fits here.
Franco grew up in St. Louis and thinks that the open door understanding helps break down racial and cultural divisions.
I've seen art shows and jam sessions and all kinds of stuff here. Birthday parties, like everything. Like everybody is at home here. It fits itself around whatever's going on. It's, you know, just a really warm, comfortable place with no shortage of knowledge anywhere, whether it's in conversation, you know, with the people that come in here or on the walls. It's just awesome. It's a welcome place for anybody. It's pretty sweet. Nobody is going to look at you crazy for walking in the door, no matter what you look like, where in the city you're from, or where you're going to, or any of that stuff. You know, it's just all about everybody. It's just an awesome spot.
It hasn't all been smooth sailing, though. Blank Space's third event was shut down early by the police for serving alcohol without a license. And then there's the sustainability aspect. Blank Space operates on a 50% profit-sharing model from the events that it hosts. And not every event can guarantee enough overhead to pay their bills. This leaves a lot of hours and space to fill in during the daytime. For that, Rosani is planning to open a coffee and tea house and set up a yearly sustainer program for Blank Space supporters, kind of like a club membership.
You know, and we're toying with around $50 a year just to stay affordable. And we're also toying around with, you know, people being able to volunteer time instead of money, because sometimes people have one and not the other. You know, for us, it's about creating a space that people can come to without feeling the pressure to have to spend money here.
As an organizer, Kaveh Rezani is understandably proud of what he helped create. Ultimately, he wants his space to open a door that musicians, artists, and community organizers may have felt was closed to them in their talent, or may have just not been the right fit in the mainstream.
We don't make an effort to be anything. We make an effort not to be something. And in so doing, we find a way to become more accessible to folks than your kind of loaded, well-funded, or not well-funded, or fringe, or popular, or millionaire, or anything. It really works, because when folks have the opportunity to approach something without feeling judged or feeling like there is a bill to fit, then it truly is an open-ended space. It's Blank, hey.
That being said, the word is out that Blank Space is open to all, and the canvas is ready to be splattered.
That's St. Louis Public Radio's Aaron Williams. Blank Space will present a grand reopening on March 23rd. To see photos and more information, visit the Cityscape page at stlpublicradio.org. Coming up next, Memories of the SS Admiral. This is St. Louis Public Radio.